And now the Tom Dovka Experience on the Phil Henry Show on philhenryshow.com worldwide. Now, Tom Dovka. Hey, thank you very much. This is Tom Dovka, and this is Exotica, Tom Dovka style. And I have Phil's crew, his panels here. Phil is taking a sabbatical day. This would be the second sabbatical day that he's taken in the last couple of weeks. And the reason for this is that he has had an emotional, you know, relapse, as best as I know how. Here's Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, tell you what.
Yes, Robert, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Henry called. Apparently, Mr. Henry was twice taken to that sanitarium, Nut Valley or something.
Oh, what is it? Sweet Farm.
Yes, they're a sponsor.
Yeah, taken over to Sweet Farm because he just couldn't take it any longer.
That was the, was that the, what the staff told you?
Yeah, the staff basically said Mr. Henry would be admitted. It's not being committed. This is voluntarily because, quote, he can't take it anymore, end quote. So he's over at Sweet Farm right now.
Yeah, so he's over at Sweet Farm. They're a sponsor, so he's probably getting...
There's probably a little gratis.
Oh, I see. So that's why is it this... What's it called again?
It's called Sweet Farm. I don't think being gratis has anything to do with it. Phil's gone there before when his mind has come unglued or something's...
I think people should understand that the reason why Mr. Henry's mind, quote-unquote, came unglued was because of this phone system that this man here, Dickman, Mr. Dickman...
Yeah, I've got a name, Bud Dickman, okay?
Yes, all right, Mr. Dickman, but you were the responsible for putting in this phone system. You convinced Mr. Henry was a quality phone system. I heard it. Everyone heard it. It was no good. It was no good.
Well, I don't think it was that bad. I mean, it was clear. It was a clearer line, you know.
Yes, it was a very clear. The only problem with it was it had a lot of hiss.
All right, let's say it wasn't the most perfect phone line. Why are you here?
Yeah, there's a good question.
Well, I mean...
No, I want to hear it from Mr. Dovka.
That was not part of the deal, okay?
Well, it's part of my deal.
No, no, what are you doing here?
Okay, David.
Look, at people...
David, we don't need you right now.
Yeah, David, you don't have any real authority here. No, but I'm just saying, as long as Phil is at the rest home, staring at looking out the window at the flowers, right? Isn't that what he's doing?
Well, what if he is?
All right, as long as he's over there, let Dovka show you... I'm just trying to keep everything together while Phil's gone.
Mr. Henry's not going to be gone that long.
Yeah, Mr. Henry said he's just going to be gone for a 24-hour because he can't take it any longer.
He can't take it? What can he take any longer?
Well, I mean, three guesses about that.
No, he can't take all of the rotten decision-making around here, okay?
All right, that's on me.
All right, it's on you. You're the guy that ordered that phone line. Now, did you order a new phone line?
I did, yes.
You did?
What do you mean that you did? Not the same Frontier?
No, I did not. I got Spectrum to bundle a couple of lines in.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You got Spectrum to bundle the lines.
What do you mean you got Spectrum to bundle the lines?
I guess you can do that. Spectrum, the...
Don't worry about it, Tom. Yeah, Spectrum is the internet provider for the studio, and they're going to bundle in a couple of lines. What does that mean, you know?
Don't worry about it, David. Thank you very much.
Hey, listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just... Wow.
Well, you know, there's only one way you're going to get rid of a guy who just can't...
Hey, why do you guys... You have no right.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You just shut the door. Wow. I can tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen. No one would have the guts. I don't think anybody has ever had the guts to slam a door in Tom Dovka on a Tom Dovka face.
Now, that's something else I want. I noticed that Phil aligns himself with...
Are we going to get to what I want to talk about here?
Yes, we will, but the fact of the matter remains that this is still Phil's show, and we feel as if we need to...
Yeah, we feel like we got to look out for him.
Yeah, so the question is, General, if I anticipate your question, Phil always aligns himself with people who say, I'm Ted Bell, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, so you're Tom Dovka, huh?
I did not say so. I'm the Tom Dovka.
That's it. You're the Tom Dovka.
That's correct. And, you know... Let me just tell you something.
Is this going to take a while?
Yeah, I'm the host of the show. Would you get Mr. Hall, please?
No, I won't.
Get Mr. Hall, please.
God damn it.
You don't have to go get him.
Yeah, I do, sort of. Mr. Hall. Yeah, Mr. Hall?
Yeah. You guys slamming that door in my face is dirty pool. okay?
All right, now before you start crying, can I ask you something, David?
I'm not crying, Dopka.
All right, but I'll ask you something. If I'm running a show here, am I not allowed to say the things that I want to say, right? That's what you said?
That's exactly what I said. What I said...
Thank you.
What I said...
Oh, wow.
Well, that's about all the answer we need from David G. Hall.
Now, what you are here... To do what? To show us how it's really done?
I've said repeatedly, I'm not a broadcast professional. However, I do know how you're supposed to do it. And Henry comes in here with the goofiest stuff. I'm, to be honest with you, many people are scared of him. Many people think he's frightening from the mental point of view. He has a great many critics of Phil Henry. The things he's done, what he's doing, you know.
I can tell you that Phil Henry...
Well, let me ask you something. Let's get... What about, look at everybody. Everybody has got great pranks, like Borat, you know. And I mean, the guy who scams all those, the people on the phone.
Yes, there are a million scammers.
I can tell you that Mr. Henry has said to me repeatedly when I said to him, look at all the people that are pranking now and all the people that are doing goof things. He said, been there, done that.
Yeah, that's pretty much Mr. Henry's philosophy about that.
All right, so if he...
Slow down, will you, Tom?
I'm slowed down. If Phil Dovka, boy, I hate this. I really hate coming on this program because you people do this.
Well, just what he's saying, if Mr. Henry was on a radio now?
If Mr. Henry had a radio show now, and you're saying if he had the chance to prank people, he wouldn't do it?
I don't think he'd want to. No, I don't think he would do it. I think he's so sick and tired of it.
I think Phil enjoys it. But 9 million people, as you just said, Tom, are doing it on YouTube, on all of these platforms, pranking and goofing and...
Yeah, they're pranking it and they're goofing it. Yeah, it's everybody doing it.
And he said, been there, done that.
Yeah, I know, been there, done that. But now we like it. Back when he did it, we were offended by it. And people like me was insulted by it, and we wanted to fire guys like him. Now that we like it, he won't do it no more.
No, he's not gonna. What for? He already did it.
Well, this is just something I think a lot of you people should understand. That Henry is over on a digital platform. What this is here is a digital. Is that right?
Yes, a digital platform.
All right, this is a digital platform. Henry's over here, digital. Now this radio is all about not radio, but I know people on YouTube. You know, and the boob tube, or whatever the kind of tube, and they got Facebook and face your face. Wasn't that what it was?
No, that was the Appian light.
That's what we want to talk about. That now everybody's doing pranks and goofs like Borat. How come Henry won't do it now?
I told you. He said because he's been there and done that.
Oh, he's some kind of original, huh?
No, he just was ahead of everybody else. Why should he continue to do the same tired things that everyone else is doing? You're right. When Phil did it, people hated him. The listeners loved it. The fans loved it. But radio management and the people like that didn't like it. It didn't fit in, etc. And you're telling me now it does.
I mean, right now, look at YouTube, everybody. So I would do it, but...
Yeah, well, been there, done that.
I've heard...
He's been there and done that.
Yeah, he's been there and he's done that. So what's he doing now? He's sitting there in what? I'm going to say it. He's in a nut house.
He is not in... Sweet Farm is not a nut house. It's a rest home sanitarium.
Yes. It's also a retirement home.
Yeah, well, maybe that's where you ought to stay there, retired then, okay? For all the good he's doing anybody, where he refuses to do the thing that put him on the map.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Oh, really? I guess he's been there and done that, huh? Man.
All right, well, you...
What?
Right there.
Oh, we got to take a break, then I'm going to come. Then I got to kind of come back and talk about how we've solved the problem of the phone line, which was horrible, even though I said that it's...
You're lisping.
I know I'm lisping. I'm trying not to. When I get nervous, I lisp. I don't know what it is.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do, huh?
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the phone line, which was atrocious... Even though at the time I thought it was a good thing yesterday, and now today, since I see a lot of the fan mail that's negative about the phone line, that I don't like it neither. This is Tom Dovka, the Tom Dovka Experience. The Tom Dovka Experience, brought to you by Boner Cigarettes. Smoke one, watch it rise again. Until she can't take it any longer. Boner. This is Tom Dovka. We'll be right back here on the Tom Dovka Experience. Yeah, yeah. I could be good at, you know, being on a radio.
No, you couldn't.
Now, welcome back to the Tom Dovka Experience, here on the Phil Henry Show Network. All right, I'm back here now. This is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant out of Chicago, and I'm here in California. I took an overnight plane from Chicago to be here in California to be on the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry couldn't take it any longer. That's the word that I got from David G. Hall, as well as his assembled panelists here with me today. I have Margaret Gray, I have Bud Dickman, I have General Galen Shaw, and Robert Leonard. And Robert, how did you understand it?
I got a phone call last night from David G. Hall, who said that Phil couldn't take it any longer. Now, we understand that here on this show to mean that Phil needs another day off because all the noise is starting to get to him, all the jive, chomp, 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 all that. Yeah, it's just all that. All because they're jive, you know.
Yes, and so.
What was that? I don't understand. This is the problem that I got with this show. You people speak a different language around here than any other. The Dovka method, okay.
Yeah, we don't want to know from the Dovka method. Don't you understand? Don't you finally understand?
You keep the Dovka method to yourself. You want to know what happened, right?
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
All right, Phil couldn't take it any longer.
So, but he's only going to be out one day.
Only going to be out one day because, did he call up Adam or?
I told him there's the best phone line going.
Well, you were wrong about that, okay?
Well, Phil thought it was a good line until he got a call from you and then David G. Hall, and that put him right back there into funny land over there at Sweet Farm.
Yeah, the people at Sweet Farm said Phil was staring, he was laughing to himself, he was going, every time a nurse walked by, it was really grotesque.
That's pretty funny. Boy, that keep him out of, you know, something that me too. Yeah, wait till they get a hold of that.
What are you talking about, me too?
You tell me that Henry was in a hospital, and when the nurses walk by, he's going, la-la-la, that kind of thing?
Yeah, what about it?
I mean, that's a me too movement.
What do you mean, me too? What, they're going to report on him because he was playful and he was ridiculous?
You're a woman. Right, so it doesn't bother you.
That would not bother me. That's done in fun.
All right, Miss Grace, so if I look at you and I go,
you're a filthy pig.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good fight.
Margaret, where are you going?
I'm leaving. I'm going home.
You brought that on yourself, Dovka.
That's a good fight. So she just struck me across the face. All of you listening, you know that you've seen it, right?
No, I didn't see it.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. I didn't see anything.
You saw it, General.
All I know is I saw you go, yeah, hold your face.
Okay, so I get and I guess you're going to say the same thing, huh, Mr. Leonard?
Yeah, what are you asking?
Did you see, she hit me across the face.
No, I didn't see it.
Well, the listening audience heard it.
Yeah, for all they know, they're making it up. See, this is how we play the game around here, Dovka. Take it or leave it.
Let me say this. I thought you were going home.
No, this is too good. I'm gonna stay here.
I would like you to leave.
You don't have the authority.
Tom Dovka is my name, okay?
That's right. We know that. We've heard you say it 800 times.
Yeah, you could. The consultancy.
That's right. I'm a radio consultant. I've been listening to Henry stick it in a dog and go, ooh, yeah.
So he's screwing a dog.
Yes, he's screwing a dog. Tonight, when you said that Henry was being wheeled around Sweet Farm, and he's like going, so I done it, and you slapped me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. Everybody, why'd you get up and leave?
I got up to go to the bathroom.
She's always doing that.
All right, I see how this game is being played. Can I get Mr. Hall, please?
Yeah, Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall.
I'm not coming in there. You slammed the door on me.
Hey, David, I need to talk to you.
You're on your own. Mr. Hall.
Okay, I'll come in there.
Thank you.
Hey, why do you keep slamming the door on us? Here's that phone line that you ordered up, Dickman, was so rotten that I believe that contributed to Henry saying he can't stand it any longer and he went to Sweet Farm. Now, I believe that contributed because I heard that was said to David G. Hall overheard it. Margaret Gray said she heard it.
Yes, I heard that.
You heard that, but you didn't see yourself slap me.
I didn't slap you.
She didn't slap you.
But you heard Mr. Henry say that the phone line was rotten.
I heard Phil say he sold it as a good-sounding line.
All right, what, somebody want to tell me about that stuff? God damn.
See that? They're lying to you, Dickman. They lied. And now, what I've been told is, Henry has two more phone lines coming in What's the deal?
He's got a couple of, here, I'll talk about it, okay? Because I know. I talked to Phil today, and he's got Spectrum bringing, they're bundling in a couple of lines that are far superior to anything that Frontier could give them.
And he's got, when's he going to do that?
He's early deck on either Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, sheesh.
Well, what's so funny?
Because everybody knows when Henry promises something, he's a day early, a dollar short. Okay?
You're very nervous. Why is that?
I'm not nervous. I'm Tom Dovka.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay? We understand that.
Look, don't talk to that man.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. If a guy slammed the door in my... So as a radio consultant, I've been listening to Phil Henry morning, noon, and night, taking this show and dragging it further into the sewage. And it's like he comes on here now every time and just does whatever the hell he wants to do. Okay?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? If you're in the radio management business, as I am, because I'm not just a consultant, I manage radio stations, and you hear a guy come in and do anything he wants, you will not, you don't want to, you can't take it. I can't take it. I don't know any man that can take it. Okay?
All right, so you can't take it, Dovka. Whatever, all right? Henry's going to do what he's going to do, and he doesn't want you consulting the show. Now, here comes Dickman with that phone line.
Yeah, that's right, you know.
And you thought it sounded good.
Everybody said it sounded good, so...
You went along with it, okay, and you misled me. That's worse than what Mr. Henry done. Mr. Henry thought it sounded good.
Phil thought it sounded good. He wanted everyone to think it sounded good.
Okay, yeah.
And you just lied. You said it sounded good. Did you really think it sounded good?
What?
Never mind. The fact is that Phil's over at Sweet Farm, and here you are. So what are you going to teach us?
I'm telling you, the new phone lines that come in that was ordered through Spectrum, that's the way that it should be.
Yeah, but that's not what you said. You said it was good. It was. You said that you liked it.
I liked it because, why am I sitting here arguing with you people, okay? So this is the deal. Where's David?
I slammed the door on him.
So the deal is I'm supposed to sit here, you know what? Excuse my language, folks, but this is digital. Fuck this.
Oh, man.
That's, you know something, you're
dead in the water.
You're dead in the water, you really are.
I've just been threatened. You heard what they said. They said that I'm dead in the water, and that's like...
We'll be right back, all right?
No, I'm done with this crap. Tom Dovka, the Tom Dovka Experience. Learn about radio firsthand from Tom.
Fuck this, all this... Yeah, just keep throwing out the F-words, man.
I'm not on a radio, so no FCC gonna get me. Fuck it. Tom Dovka.
Hi, Pete Maximilian for The Sponge. The Sponge wipes away everything. All the grease, all the grime, all the dirt, and even bad memories, bad experiences, and things you just wish you hadn't done. Yes, The Sponge. It's effective in your material and physical world, as well as your spiritual and mental world.
Get The Sponge. Write 6565, Post Office Box 4, in 12 Town, in the state of 6.
The Sponge. I'm Pete Maximilian. I never go anywhere without The Sponge. I don't use it, but I never go anywhere without it. I use it on other people. I lend it out. I'm kind of like that guy in The Millionaire. I'm kind of like that guy in that Twilight Zone episode that one time.
The Sponge. Right. Box 62, 6 Town in 56 states.
The Sponge.
And now back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Isn't this interesting? What is this called, Bud?
It's called the Venus Shines for a Heavenly King by Blunderphonics.
What's the problem?
What did you just say?
I said Venus flies.
I'll do it. It's called Venus Flies for Shines for the Heavenly King by the Blunderphonics. Well, what's your problem?
Nothing at all. So thank you, Tom Dovka, for nothing. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show, and as we mentioned to you, Phil was put... He wasn't put inside, I don't like to use those terms. But yes, Phil was bundled, if you want to talk about bundling things. I think you were just talking, or Tom was talking.
No, we were talking about Spectrum bundling a couple of phone lines.
Yes, well, speaking of bundling things, excuse me, I just belched. That was not intentional. Oh, God.
See, that's that peppered, what is that stuff?
I had some of the peppered beef jerky. What about it?
Well, you never want everybody to know about it.
It's not very ladylike. No, of course I don't want everyone knowing that I eat beef jerky. No woman wants that out there.
Why not, Miss Gray?
Well, why not, Miss Gray? I am a very feminine woman, and when I'm having tea with a gentleman or I'm having a cocktail with a gentleman, the only thing that I generally eat is a light green salad. I'll have perhaps just a section of light thin ham, a light thin pork chop.
Where do you get a light thin pork chop?
It's very easy if you're looking for healthy foods, General. Thank you. That's how I eat. For you monkeys, excuse me, for you young men to sit here and say, well, Ms. Gray just belched up beef jerky.
Not very feminine, is it?
It's not that that's... You guys make it sound unfeminine. Yes.
All right, well, Margaret, you're free to make it sound as feminine as you want.
I'd rather not. I have, ladies and gentlemen, I've got two bags. Here it is right here. Old Trapper peppered beef jerky. I like to gnaw on it.
Say gnaw on it.
That's a bad word. I like to eat it. I like to bite it.
Not too many ways you can talk about eating beef jerky without it sounding as if it's, you know, that you're on your way into some kind of triple X territory.
What are you talking? I enjoy sucking on on beef jerky.
Okay.
If you want to go with that, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Margaret Gray, and there's nothing like sucking on a big hunk of...
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky by Old Trapper.
No, there's nothing like sucking on the Old Trapper's...
I didn't say that, and so help me God...
Don't do it, because you know what Phil said.
I'm Margaret Gray, I suck on beef jerky. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Do something about it. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. That is the internet home of the Phil Henry Show. And for many, many years, we were on the radio doing probably one of the most unique talk shows, I guess you could say, or a satirization of a talk show ever heard. And we have all those archive tapes on our website. We have all of our Los Angeles, most of our Los Angeles tapes. We also have our syndicated years. We have some Miami tapes. And so on and so forth. And we've got Henry Home Movies, we have TV pilots, we've got radio and television interviews, and a lot of other miscellany at our website, as well as videos of us actually performing the show. And when I say us, I actually mean me. So that's why I'm at Sweet Farm right now. But anyway, get a subscription to our website. It's called a Backstage Pass. When you do, you become a member of the BSP family. We've got a BSP page on Facebook. We have our fan page on Facebook, Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. Don't ask me why I spelled it like that, but I did, and we're stuck with it. And, of course, we're on Twitter. We're all over social media, so you can be a part of our family as we talk about various facets of the very dysfunctional but fun world of Phil Henry. So join us at philhenryshow.com. Get a Backstage Pass today.
Get one for a year or for a month, but get it, hug it, and love it.
Now back to the Phil Henry Show.
We never left.
Oh.
Yeah, I cued Bud for music.
How many guys are throwing cues around here?
He did, and he did.
If you just missed it, Tom Dovka was with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Tom Dovka, the radio consultant, who observed that Phil was wheeled into an ambulance last night, has spent the last 24 hours at Sweet Farm, which is a sponsor. Very responsible people. Phil is in, I believe, if I'm not mistaken...
Yeah, he's in Bungalow 4.
Phil is in Bungalow 4 there, and that is near the White, what they call the White...
Are you all right?
No, it's very emotional.
I understand.
Phil is in, he's doing fine. He's in Bungalow 4 near what they call the Wide Expanse. This is an area of lawn and shrubbery that they have planted for anyone who is in Bungalow 4. Now, what does Bungalow 4 represent? That's where they put people who may need to simply get out of bed in the middle of the night and run out into an open area, waving their arms and doing a bit of the... If you ever saw the Prancercise, right?
Well, I was going to say, it's reminiscent of that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that is for people in Bungalow 4 like Phil who need possibly to go out into a wide expanse and prancercise throughout the night, generally for a 4 or 5 hour period. Then they come back in, drenched in sweat, exhausted, and collapse on the very thin mattress that they give them with no sheets and one filthy blanket.
Now, why do they do that?
Because that's their business, General. I don't know. They're doctors over there. They do what they're doing.
Yeah, but they give a filthy mattress and one thin sheet.
I didn't say that. I said no sheets, a filthy...
No, you said a filthy blanket and one thin mattress.
Yeah, no sheets.
No, I did not say that. What? Be quiet. All you jokers and all of you... Here it is. Phil is in bungalow 4. They give him a thin mattress, one thin sheet, and a...
And a filthy blanket.
Yes, and a filthy blanket.
Well, no wonder a guy can't sleep. He's going to get up and prancercise.
Well, that's the point. That's the point. So if you want to visit Phil, he's at Sweet Farm, bungalow 4, and they are encouraged to prancercise there, as you know, and that's where that is. So I want to bring in now Dr. Jim Sadler, though. He is our go-to medical analyst. It's wonderful of you, Dr. Sadler, to make it into the studio as we are bundling in two new phone lines.
Yeah, well.
That's right.
I've heard that before. So.
Yeah, tell me about it, will you, Sadler?
Well, I don't think you're in any position. Dr. Sadler, I brought you in to comment on Phil's condition, not any, you know, technical...
Well, I mean, I've listened to all of you over here on the Phil. I'm sure you talk about needing new equipment, so I...
Yeah, well, how can a guy help but not comment?
Yeah, right there, you know.
All right, well, I think that we've gone as far as we can with this. Yeah.
Well, I, in terms of Phil, I think that he is doing... I saw him today.
Oh, you did see him then. How's he doing?
That's what he's going to tell us. That's what I'm going to tell you.
All right, but I mean... Well, we're very concerned.
I understand, and well, you should be concerned. Phil had an episode. It is a part of a schism, or if you would, it is a splitting between Phil's upbringing, the paradigm of his youth, and the reality of his adulthood. And he's had these periodic splits where he realizes something didn't work, and now he moves on. And he's moving on now. He said he needed to get out of here, and he couldn't take it any longer. And that was a cue for me to leave, because I know when he looked at me, that's...
All right, so you triggered it.
My face triggered it, yeah. And so I left. I left the ambulance, and I had no ride, so I had to walk back to the hospital from the studio, which is about 15 miles. So,
well, why didn't they give you a ride?
Because I couldn't be in the same ambulance with Phil, because he'd say, I can't take looking at your face any longer.
And so you had to walk?
I had to walk, yeah, until someone said, why don't you take a cab or take Uber? And I said, you know, good thinking. So I found a payphone.
Don't you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do have a cell phone, but I forgot that I had it when it was in my bag. Sorry.
Slow down. I mean, everybody's going so fast this week.
Yeah, you know, your cell phone was in your briefcase, right?
Yes, my cell phone was in my briefcase, but I forgot that it was in my briefcase. And I'd forgotten that I could get an Uber or a taxi. So when I remembered to get an Uber, and I was actually reminded of it by a guy at a gas station as I walked by, he said, you look like you're tired. I said, yeah. I said, I'm beat. I just saw a patient of mine over at Sweet Farm, and I'm heading back to the Henry studio. And the man apparently knew where to stay. He says, that's a good 10, 15 miles. I said, so? He goes, why don't you call Uber or call a cab? And I said, boy, that's, why didn't I think of that?
Well, why didn't you think of that?
Because it was a very confusing day. So,
all right, so go ahead.
So I said, where's a payphone? He said, don't you have a cell phone? I said, you know what? You're right. It's in my briefcase. And my briefcase, you know.
Let me guess. You left it at Sweet Farm.
Actually, yes. I thought you'd guess that I left it at the studio. No, I left it at Sweet Farm. And I thought, oh, my God. You know, I can still remember the fear.
What was wrong?
Because the patients, a lot of these maniacs, not maniacs, but the mentally disturbed, they get a hold of my cell phone. And they go through my Rolodex in there. They're calling every swinging...
Oh, what is it? They're going to get a hold of a lot of your girlfriend's phone numbers and everything?
I've got some very tasty... I don't need guys like some of these mental... these sick men getting a hold of the phone numbers of some of the top drawer strippers.
Dr. Sadler, the longer you talk, the less you talk about Phil's condition, and the more you talk about your own personal problems.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I turned around and I walked back to Sweet Farm, and that was another 6 miles.
Well, why didn't somebody call an Uber for you?
Oh, you gotta ask. They're not mind readers, are they?
Well, you could have told the guy at the gas station.
Yeah, why don't you tell him?
God, the gas station's got a phone.
I didn't think of it. I just said, okay, you know what? I gotta go get my phone. And by then, the guy just looked at me and pointed and laughed, and then went into the men's room.
He went into the men's room.
That's where I saw him go in and get the key and go into the men's room.
Well, why didn't you ask the guy to make a call?
Because the guy was in the men's room. He was indisposed. Okay?
Anyway, so what happened?
So I go back to Sweet Farm, and that's when I saw Phil prancicizing. And I said, does anybody know where my briefcase is? And they said, you're holding it. And I said, wow, wow, wow. That's a real insult. I said, what I'm holding here. And I looked and I said, yes, it is my briefcase. I thought it was my suitcase.
You know, Sandler, when Henry checks out...
No, no, no. You know... No, yeah, go ahead, General.
When Henry checks out of Sweet Farm, check you in. That's all I got to say.
No.
Yes, yeah, check you in.
I'm afraid you don't understand.
You were holding your suitcase.
I had my suitcase because I was going out of town. I was called out of town suddenly.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? What is this?
Read it. Read it!
God, man, read it!
Well, I gotta read it, man.
World-famous Phil Hendry show. This is the end of the show.
Read it.
The world-famous Phil Hendry show. I don't do this.
Read it.
Read it.
The world-famous Phil Hendry show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Go to...
You just told everybody to go to hell.
Yeah. So what?